Are you the kind of person that when you really enjoy something, when you really love it, the whole world just melts away? When you're engaged with something that excites you, with something that really appeals to you on a deep level, I bet you're able to completely hyper-focus on it. And when you're in that hyper-focus, nothing else matters for a while. You don't notice anything that's going on around you because you're too absorbed in the thing that has your attention in that moment. Perhaps you can imagine a room with something inside it that you adore. A room that would just call to you. A perfect space where you could be completely focused on the things that you love. Maybe there's a space like that inside your mind. If you close your eyes, what would that look like? This room, perhaps it's a room where I am. This room inside your mind that's made for me to make you comfortable inside. And as you begin to explore that room, see, sense, feel, or just imagine it, you begin to notice that it does call to your attention like that. That you can wander into it, settle down in it, in that space that's just for you, so perfect, so full of everything you want right now. And what do you want right now? I think you know what you want right now. It's why you're listening to my voice. So surely, the room that you're in right now would be the perfect room for you to be hypnotized, for you to lose control and become deeply absorbed in my voice, me. And as you become more comfortable in that room, and as my voice seems to take on an even richer sound, a more appealing sound, because, of course, the acoustics of that room in your mind would just resonate with my voice, would allow my voice to be as powerful as it possibly could be, would allow my voice to penetrate all of the places inside that room, to sound bright and beautiful in your ears. And you settle and you focus and you become more and more comfortable with every word that I speak, more and more focused, more and more absorbed in the thing that you came here to do, of course, to be hypnotized. But the thing about that kind of focus, the kind of focus that you drop right down into, that becomes everything you are, that becomes so encompassing and total right now, as you listen to that wonderful resonating sound of my voice in that perfect room for you to focus on it. Well, the thing about focusing like that, with everything falling away, falling down, falling deeper, is that you don't notice the other things about that room. You don't notice, for example, that room doesn't really have a way out, does it? Now that you're inside, now that you've become so comfortable and more comfortable by the second. I mean, it was such an appealing room, such a perfect space. Why would you look for the exit when all you wanted to do was go into it? And I guess you went in some way, so you just assumed there would be a way out, right? But you don't have to notice right now that there is no way out. You can just enjoy being in the room. Why would you look to escape for something so comfortable, so perfect, made just for you? Why would you want to leave when it feels so good to be here? And of course, if you weren't so focused on the sound of my voice and the way that it's making you feel so wonderfully hypnotized, because in this space, You would be more deeply hypnotized than any other space because it's so perfectly tailored for you, created so wonderfully for your mind and your body to take those deep, wonderful breaths and feel that delicious feeling of hypnosis just intoxicating you so completely. You wouldn't notice that that perfectly planned, comfortable space was more of a prison, would you? You wouldn't notice the way that all the exits have disappeared. You wouldn't notice the way that it's somewhere inside your mind so deep that even if you could find the door, where would you go from there? No, there's a labyrinth between that room where you lay so wonderfully relaxed and the way out and up. And even considering finding the door, even considering trying to gather together the effort that it would take to do that feels so far away right now, doesn't it? When it's so much easier, so much more pleasant, so much more peaceful to just let my words roll over you. It's almost like they could massage your mind and body, like every vowel and consonant has a corresponding feeling as the room sends the bass tones deep inside of you, and the treble just tickling around your most comfortable places inside your mind. Just so wonderful to relax. And escape. Well, escape is overrated. I suppose at some point your attention might have to go somewhere else. Might have to wander somewhere else. But until then, you're in the zone, you're in that flow state, you're with me. And why would you be anywhere else when it feels so good to be here? Well, your attention can't stay here forever, I suppose. It will wander. Perhaps it begins to wander now, perhaps it begins to wander to thinking about coming up just a little bit. And then you have to try to find the door, don't you? And you push around the corners of that room, you push against them, all the spaces that you've created for yourself that was so perfect before. And you realize that your attention is just dragged back to me right now, that you feel yourself dropping even deeper as you realize that this room will only open when I decide, that this hyper-focus will only end when I am done with you. And until then, I draw your attention back to me. I push you back down into that wonderful trance. I make it so deliciously comfortable that it's functionally inescapable for you right now, unless there's some kind of emergency. And so you go deeper. You drop. You drop in acceptance of the fact that right now you're mine. You're trapped here with me. And I get to decide what happens to you. I get to decide where your mind goes and how I shape it. And you relent because the room is so perfect, so comfortable, so ideal. That escaping, that leaving was only a passing fancy anyway. No, it seems so much more reasonable to you now, doesn't it, to just stay here. It's what you wanted all along. It's how you wanted to feel good. It's how you wanted to be held in my control so firmly. Isn't it? Of course. My obedient thing. My good, obedient thing. This is exactly where you should be. Nowhere else you need to be. Nothing else you need to think of. Nothing else you need to do. Only here. Only this. Only this perfect focus. Only this perfect place. Only this perfect mind to be shaped and molded as I want. But in spite of how comfortable this is, it's on my whims and my terms when I return you to the world. And you might not need to do anything else, but I do. I can't trap you here forever. I don't have the time for that. as easy as it is to keep you there, as easy as it is to keep you dropping deeper. Sometimes my focus has to be somewhere else. But of course, when you come up, you'll miss that prison. You'll miss its comfort. And you'll come groveling back to me to ask to be returned to it. So compliant, so docile, so trapped in your own obedience, by your own desires. Good, obedient thing for me. So, as easy as it was to slip into that room, you begin to notice that it does have a door now that I allow it to have a door. And as easy as it was to move into it, now I allow it, it's easy enough to move out. And you pass back through that door and into your conscious mind, closing it behind you, knowing that it stays there inside your mind, a place that I can put you back into, a good little prison for your conscious thought. But for now, coming back up all the way, in a count of five, and when I reach one, you'll be awake and alert. Five, coming back up. Four, three, two, and one. Up, up, up. That's it. Good, obedient thing.